الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي خلق الخلق بقدرته وجنسهم بإرادته وجعلهم دليلا على إلهيته، وخلق الإنس والجن ليأمرهم بعبادته من غير حاجة له إليهم ولا لأحد من ذريته. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إليه بإذنه وسراجا منيرا، صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى عتر بيته الطاهرين وأصحابه الميامين وعلينا معهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Abi witness, there is no deity save Allah, and that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger and his mercy to all mankind. We pray to him to shower his mercy and his blessings upon all the prophets and upon Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon all of them. Dear brothers and sisters, today inshallah my khutbah will be about the power of gratitude, in Arabic ash-shukr. And I am sure by now we all heard about the many experiments, the empirical reality that the gratitude has a lot of power on our health. It increases the immune system, it decreases stress. It's so many benefits. I invite you to search, read it. I'm sure it will benefit us. It won't be in my khutbah today, inshallah, but I wanted to put that up front because it's really, you want to be happy and you want to physically benefit, not spiritually, not emotionally, but physically benefit from it. There's plenty of work available for us to look for. When we look at, when we hear about gratitude, there are so much work has been done about it, so many books, so many research, so many experiments. And this is not something new. If you go back 2,000 some years ago, for example, one of the Greek orator, his name is Cicero, he believed that gratitude is the mother of all virtues. Now we know it is a virtue, but he went as far to say it is the mother of all virtues. And there are so many writers and so many philosophers and so many historians, there are so many quotes when it comes to this topic, gratitude. And Islam comes, and we know that the Prophet ﷺ he told us, إِنَّمَا بُعِثُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent to complete the perfection of human character. So Islam didn't come to erase and to abolish what's been the good thing that has been offered and developed and improved and so on by humanity, but Islam came to embrace the good and correct the wrong and help humanity to get a better life and to reach a higher potential in their journey on this earth. So the Prophet came and Islam came, and actually to add, because as I said, before Islam there was plenty of work done, and Abrahamic faith, Jews and Christians also, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their books revealed the power of gratefulness. So Islam came to add. When we look at the Quran, you can count, there's about 75 verses that the shukr is in it, the gratefulness is in it. But brothers and sisters, while I was preparing for this khutbah, one thing intrigued me, I wanted to share with you briefly. 70%, almost 54 verses of the shukr, of gratefulness, were revealed, guess where? In Mecca. It is very intriguing, because we all know Mecca wasn't an environment that is solace and peace. Mecca, on the contrary, was an environment that was very harsh, very troubling. Muslims were persecuted, tortured, killed, people, sanctions, name it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran keeps on drilling verses after verse that in spite of that harsh reality, you should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And throughout the khutbah, I hope we will go back to this one because you will see why. But it is intriguing. When we look at the Quran, when it's talking about, whether it's talking about Ibrahim, Shakiran, the An'umi, that he was grateful to the blessings and to the bounties of Allah. So Allah, they focused on this virtue of Ibrahim, how important it is. Talking about Noah, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. He was also a servant and grateful. And so on and so forth. When Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she felt that the Prophet is overdoing it in his prayer. He was praying long vigil, his feet would get swollen. So she felt like, but Allah had forgiven what you've done and what you're about to do. What did he say? Shouldn't I be the servant who is grateful to Allah? Exactly what Allah told about Noah. So obviously it's very clear that this virtue of gratefulness is essential for leaders who are changing history. It is not by coincidence, but Allah is, in my humble opinion, Allah is wants to make it very clear. You want to have your fingerprints on this life, you have to acquire this virtue to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, obviously, when we look into our life and we examine it, we can see that thankfulness, being grateful, it doesn't come natural. I don't wake up in the morning and the first thing comes to my mind, oh, I'm going to be grateful. It doesn't work. Sometimes we find ourselves that we're not even grateful to those who've just done something good. So obviously it is something that we have to inculcate. We have to work on. We have to exercise. We have to make it happen. And brothers and sisters, of course, I will start the khutbah. The first thing that I'm grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am here. I'm able to talk and able to see and I was able to drive myself. All these I owe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, we all should be grateful to Allah day in and day out, every minute of the day. But in addition to this, if I am to look closely at gratefulness, I would say, and I always like to simplify things if I can, I'm going to divide it to two parts. There is something that it is basic gratefulness, and there's something called active gratefulness. So what is it? Both are important and both are in the heart of, they are to be in the heart of who we are. So what is basic gratefulness? So brothers and sisters, to me is between us, I call that basic gratefulness. You do something good to me, right? My wife does something good to me or for me. My colleague, my neighbor, my kids, Brother Asim, you, anyone does something good, it is basic thing that I should acknowledge, appreciate, and express by thank you, say the least. Right? This is basic. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Allah is saying is the reward of goodness but goodness? So it's clear this is something that, you know, we are to do. And the Prophet, to make sure that, because as I said, it's not natural. It's not something part of who we are. You have to work on it. The Prophet went as far as, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. When I read this hadith, I wanted to make sure. So I kept researching, really, that there is a spiritual The philosophers and the historians talked about gratitude, that yes, it has a physical reward. It has an emotional and psychological reward. But this is the addition of Islam and actually Abrahamic faith. It has the spiritual reward. Because when I am grateful to you, the Prophet is saying is, thus you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something really serious. So now, basic gratefulness or being, you know, basic. People do something good to me, I respond or I reciprocate as the Quran, as the Prophet taught. This is good. And it is important because rather than thinking about myself now, thinking about inward, I think outward, and I'm thinking about the person who did that to me. And I realize that I need him or I need her. Right? You know, even if someone tell me good morning, even if someone grab the phone and call me, without that call, I'll be lonely. Someone tell me good morning, it cheer my day. I mean, we are really, unfortunately, we live in a society now, we are led to believe we are on our own. No, we are not. We are interconnected. We are all together. So you do something, I respond. I do something, you respond. So, and when you appreciate, when you acknowledge, and when you appreciate what happened to the relationship, it gets stronger. When, you know, your wife does something good to you and you acknowledge and then you appreciate and then you express it by thank you, and it depends, if you did something great, thank you is not enough, right? You have to buy flowers and you have to buy chocolate, or, you know, you have to buy other things, or you have to take her out. You know, it depends on what she's done, and vice versa, right? If somebody opens the door for me, I tell him thank you, I think it's enough. I'm not gonna go buy him a bouquet of flowers. But if someone really goes out of his way to help me out to fix my car, my tire, thank you, I don't think it's enough. So I acknowledge that he did something good or she did something good for me, but the second thing is I should go from acknowledge to appreciate. And the word appreciate, brother and sister, the way I see it, the best thing is imagine it doesn't exist. I appreciate my vision, but how much I appreciate it if I no longer can see? Whoops, that's very serious. So the value of the value of my eyesight becomes much more greater now, because why? If it doesn't exist, right? Anything you want to know how much you appreciate that value to you, assume doesn't exist. You will realize how valuable that was to you or is to you. The last is, as I said, you see the steps. First, acknowledge, be aware of the good thing that was done to you. Number two is to appreciate. Number three is to express. The Prophet ﷺ, to him is, when he was praying, and he had this long vigil that his wife felt was overdoing, well, he was overdoing it, to him is, he realized how good God Almighty was to him. Out of the billions of people he chose him, he gave him the last message that transformed humanity, took him from darkness to light, where he left his fingerprints on humanity, this called Muhammad ibn Abdullah in Mecca. Never, no one heard of that city other than the people in that area or those one who were passing by, and those one, the Arabs, became a world phenomena. So to him, is this was he appreciated that was of a great value, and he expressed it in so many ways. One of it is the long vigil, because he realized the value of it. So the basic, as I said, the basic thing, brother and sister, is I think it's clear, is when someone does something to you, you reciprocate, right? Appreciate, and you measure the appreciation based on the value to you, how good it is to you, you express your gratitude. So this is the basic one. The more challenging one, all of them are challenging, but the more challenging one is that I would call it the active gratitude. What is active gratitude? Is when I look for the good. The Prophet wake up in the morning and he says, Alhamdulillah, الذي أحيانا بعد إذ أماتنا. Oh, praising to Allah and thanking Allah that he was able to wake up in the morning after that small period of death, which is when you sleep. Now, he woke up in the morning, the first thing come to his mind, he is looking for it now. Right? Aisha or someone didn't come and gave him something, or somebody gave him a gift, or someone helped him, or no. Here now he is looking for it. He is realizing that the fact I woke up in the morning is a blessing. The fact, with all honesty, the fact that I am here talking to you is a blessing. I would never thought about this until if I put on the glasses of active gratitude, where now I am looking. I never thought of it. So I drove, what's the big deal? I am giving the khutbah, inshallah, I'll finish. How many times we've seen people sleep, don't get up. They stand, then they fall. We take things for granted, but these are real things, they exist around. You have a good friend. Probably he or she did something good, you thank them, that's fine, you get used to it every day. You know, it becomes part of your life. But really, now I'm being active gratitude. Looking to the fact that I have a friend who cares for me, who grabs the phone and calls me, who checks on me. This is something that, it's a gift. It's a blessing. Just imagine he doesn't exist. As I told you, remember being aware? The second one is to appreciate. How many people, you and I know, that they are lonely? Loneliness is one of the worst thing can happen to any of us. May Allah help us as we get older that we don't experience the loneliness. See, now I am looking for it. I get up in the morning and then I go outside and I see these beautiful birds. I'm able to see the beauty that God created. This is active gratitude. I am looking for it. The bird didn't do anything for me, but the fact that I was able to see beauty is a blessing. Right? So you see, brothers, there's another dimension to gratitude. There is the basic gratitude that we talked about when someone does something for you or to you. Here we're talking about that you are now being not passive, you're being active. You're looking around. And why this is important? Because most of the time we sit down and passively crying of how bad we have it. I'm not saying that life is full of roses. No, there are thorns and there are challenges and there are difficulties. But life is not only about them. Unfortunately, we are fixated on the wrong all the time, on the bad all the time. But if we put on those glasses of active gratitude where I see a full picture, I see now the beauty and the kindness and the love and the compassion and the mercy and so many others. I see it while I am going through the challenge of life. And that, brothers and sisters, is a different dimension of gratitude. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله. الحمد لله الذي كتب على نفسه الرحمة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, I hope we are realizing that we have to open our eyes to see the full picture of gratitude. And while, as I started, while this virtue is critical for us to be a human being, to reach the level that was meant for us to by our Creator Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, we must embrace this virtue. We must live it. We must practice it. But let us face it. What are the obstacles? What are the challenges that we don't do it? I mean, let's face it. We Some of us probably do, but the majority of us, we don't. Eid comes, Ramadan comes, Thanksgiving comes, but throughout the year, how often we find ourselves being grateful? When the Prophet ﷺ was with Ma'ad, one of the companions, and he told him, he held his hand, told him, "Oh Ma'ad, I love you, and I'm gonna give you a gift. After each prayer, do a du'a. Allahumma a'inna 'ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni 'ibadatik. Three things in the middle. Oh Allah, help us to be mindful of you, to be grateful, and to worship you in the best beautiful way." He said after each prayer. Why? Because it's the practice. It is an exercise. It is not something that happens on its own. Because there are obstacles. One of the obstacles, let's face it, we are very busy. Nowadays, you are talking to someone, he or she are not with you. No matter you're being kind, oh, they look at you, yeah, you were kind, you said something nice, or did something nice, but then right away they go to what? Their phone. Or the phone rings. Or they get paged. Or they get beeped. Or whatever, right? I mean, we are, the life, I don't think the life 1400 years ago was the same as busy as it is now. There are so many things that inundate, we are inundated with, and we're busy. So let's face it, it's an obstacle. The other one is, let's face it, we have an enemy called Satan. When Moses and his man were walking in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, were walking, and the man forgot the fish. And what did he say? وَمَا أَنْسَانِيَهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ. It is Satan who really led me to forget. You have an enemy who understands gratefulness. It is good for leadership. It is extremely important for our growth. And he doesn't want you to be that person. So this is number two. Number three, whether we like it or not, we are al-insan jubil ala nisyan, as they say, right? That the human being is a being of forgetfulness. Why? Forgetfulness is important. It has a lot of value. But also it's counterproductive when it comes to being grateful. So we you know, it's reality. And of course you can think of many others. But my point is, brothers and sisters, when the Prophet said five times be thankful to Allah and be thankful, be grateful, because he is telling us life will throw at you so many curveballs, you are off balance and you will not be able to measure up to this virtue the way you ought to measure up. So what I remind myself on, and you brothers and sisters, that you pick a prayer, if you do like what the Prophet told Ma'ad, and if you can do that, God bless you. I'm not too sure, I'm going to be realistic with you, I'm not too sure that the majority of us can. Especially when you do your Dhuhr and Asr at work, and you look at your watch, and you didn't get up for Fajr, at early on, you get up Fajr a little bit later, and you are rushing to do and to get to work. Pick a prayer. If you could do the five, God bless you. But at least pick one prayer that you feel you are at peace. Is it the Isha? It is the Isha. It is the Fajr? It is the Fajr. Then go to this exercise what the Prophet told Ma'ad. It's an exercise. Anything you do at the beginning is going to be difficult. Anything. But with a practice, it will improve. Pick on something, or someone did something to you, or being that active, looking around to find as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَامِهِ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً, that he has overwhelmed you with bounties and with the blessings. Things that are tangible, you can see, and things that are intangible, you can't see. So there are plenty of blessings around. Pick one. Don't pick all of it. Pick one daily. Pick one thing that your wife did for you daily, or your kids, your neighbor. But in other words, is because when you do that, it as the Prophet said, "Man lam yashkurillah, lam yashkurinnas," and we are to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because at the end of the day, Allah, everything that we have, whether it is the wife, or it's the kids, or it's the friend, everything, or it's my health, everything from who? From Allah. So this is my recommendation to all of us, that pick a prayer, and in that prayer, I'm going to say it one more time, go through that exercise, be aware of what is good that you are thankful about. Number two is appreciate it. And as I said, how do you appreciate? By assuming it doesn't exist or you lose it. And then you decide how you express. This might need a text. This might need a phone call to thank that individual. This might need a visit. This might need a gift. This might need this. Whatever. This here, I need a charity. Allah has been, I've been inundated with goodness. I need to be more charitable. I need to be more, I should more volunteer. I should be more kind. Whatever way you express, but you have to go through the exercise. Aware, appreciate, and then you express. And we hope, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are able to overcome our forgetfulness, that we remember. So I hope after we leave today and on our way, and someone says, what was the khutbah about? You will say, it was about gratitude, and that was, alhamdulillah, was good khutbah. Brother Hassan did a good job, and that's it. I hope not. I really hope that we really take it to heart and then inculcate, embrace this virtue, because as we have seen from the beginning of the khutbah, if you want to leave your fingerprints on life, you want to ascend to become a leader in your own right, you have to embrace and you have to practice and you have to make sure that gratitude is part of our character. Let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts and our minds, to strengthen our faith, to make us among the people of gratitude, to make us among those who are fully aware of all the bounties, all the blessings that Allah sent toward us. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are appreciative to all the blessings and all the bounties that He sent toward us. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who they express their gratitude in the manner that it pleases Him. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Aqim as-salah.